Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like
good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hey, parents. You're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ninika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll introduce you to the same respectful parenting practices that I use to help parents repair and deepen connections with their children. You'll get tips for cultivating more parental self-compassion, more cooperation from your kids, and more joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. In today's episode, I'm talking about the kind of conflicts that can pop up between very young siblings, especially when a younger sibling begins to crawl or walk and starts demanding more parental attention. Stick around till the end to hear about some ways to encourage your fighting little siblings to come up with their own solutions to their sibling conflicts. A few episodes ago, I did an episode about managing conflicts between siblings. Some parents have let me know that they'd like some more information about siblings who are both very young. Perhaps one is a baby and the others are toddlers or youngsters under 7 years old. It's hard to know if and when and how to intervene when one sibling might have only rudimentary expressive language and the other has rudimentary perspective-taking skills and or is also in the thick of big toddler feelings that can get triggered seemingly at the drop of a hat. Adjusting to life with an infant sibling can feel shocking to a toddler. They suddenly have to learn to tolerate a whole new human who comes with unpleasant diaper smells and sometimes loud crying. Your eldest also has to get used to less undivided attention from parents and being shushed at times because the baby is napping. And resentment can really start to build inside of them when their younger sibling becomes more and more able to get into the older sibling's toys or other personal belongings. Here are some strategies for helping babies, toddlers, and young children learn to tolerate each other's developmentally normal, if sometimes frustrating, behaviors. So first, you want to accept all of your child's feelings. It can be painful to hear your child say unkind things to and about each other. You want your children to grow to love and support one another. So when your eldest asks you when the baby's going back to the hospital, you can feel pulled to give lectures about not being quote-unquote mean. But resist. It makes sense that they're feeling negatively about their sibling. They get less parent time now, and the baby is loud and sometimes smelly. Being an older sibling is hard. What your older child needs at this moment is to know that you understand their predicament. Validate your child's feelings without using the same unkind language they may have used. Tell them that you know how frustrating it can be to have a younger sibling around all the time. Let them know that you get how annoying it is to have to play quietly because a baby is sleeping, or how annoying it is when the baby isn't gentle with their belongings. Tell them funny stories about their own babyhood shenanigans to normalize the challenges of life with babies who don't understand at all how their actions are affecting other people. Adjusting to life with an infant sibling can feel shocking to a toddler. They suddenly have to learn to tolerate a whole new human who comes with unpleasant diaper smells and sometimes loud crying. And resentment can really start to build inside of them when their younger sibling becomes more and more able to get into the older sibling's toys or other personal things. Here are some strategies for helping babies, toddlers, and young children learn to tolerate each other's developmentally normal, if sometimes frustrating, behaviors. First, it's important to accept all of your child's feelings. It can be painful to hear your children say unkind things to and about each other. You want your children to grow to love and support one another. So when your eldest asks you when the baby's going back to the hospital, you can feel pulled to give lectures about not being quote-unquote mean. But resist. It makes sense that they're feeling negatively about their sibling. Being an older sibling is hard. What your older child needs at this moment is to know that you understand their predicament. Validate your child's feelings without using the same unkind language they may have used. Tell them that you know how frustrating it can be to have a younger sibling around all the time. Let them know that you get how annoying it is to have to play quietly because a baby is sleeping, or when the baby isn't being gentle with their belongings. Tell them funny stories about their own babyhood shenanigans to normalize the challenges of life with babies who don't understand at all how their actions are affecting other people. Prioritize reassurance. Your older child needs to know that of all the things that have changed since their younger sibling came along, your connection to them hasn't changed and remains as strong as ever. They're still your baby, no matter how old they are. Invite or allow them to play at being a baby again. Invite them to sit on your lap and pretend to rock them or give them a bottle as you talk about all of the cool, quote-unquote, super baby things they can do, like playing a sport or climbing trees. Acknowledge when your little siblings are showing positive behavior. Instead of criticizing bad sibling behavior, help your kids see themselves as playing a positive role in each other's life. From time to time, notice aloud when your eldest behaves in kind, fun, funny, helpful, or empathetic ways toward their younger sibling, or vice versa. When you see them getting along well, talk about how lucky the siblings are to have one another to help each other out and to laugh, play, and cooperate with to get things done. Talk to the baby within earshot of your eldest about the amazing things their older sibling has done. Did you know that today your big sister rode her bike all the way to the end of the block without falling once? She practiced and she practiced, and now she can ride a two-wheeler. Maybe one day she'll teach you how to ride a bike.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Make special time a habit. No matter how old both siblings are, carve out special child-led time with both of them on a regular basis to remind them that no matter how busy you get taking care of yourself, their siblings, and your family as a whole, the relationship between you and that particular child is always solid. It can be helpful to set aside a few minutes each day to have special one-to-one time with each child. Put all of your technology away and give your child undivided attention. Set a timer for 5, 10, or 15 minutes and let your child know that you'll play whatever they want or do whatever activity they want during that time within whatever boundaries you set. Like, it has to be in your room. It can't cost money. or it can involve jumping, etc. During this special time, resist the urge to correct, admonish, or change your child's play. Just follow their lead. Another thing you can do is describe rather than demonize. Don't take sides, making one child wrong and the other a victim. Stay neutral and put the siblings in charge of making things better. Describe what you hear and see happening for each child and invite them to collaborate on a solution. John is trying to build a structure with the blocks and doesn't want the blocks moved around. Adam wants to play with the blocks too. This is a tough problem. What can we do? Sometimes when your kids are having a conflict, you might want to roll your eyes at what a big deal they're making over something you consider to be inconsequential, but swallow that urge. It's important to be respectful of your children's problems, which are very valid to them. Another thing you want to do is make tattling less exciting. Most parents of two or more children could tell you story after story about how one sibling came running to them to rat out another sibling for breaking various house rules. Sometimes it might seem like your kids are constantly pointing out a sibling's misdeeds. It can be confusing. You don't want to hear about every possible misstep that happens between your kids, but you want them to feel safe coming to you with the bigger things that they might really need help with. Because the urge to tell on someone is driven by the satisfaction of getting their sibling in trouble, one thing that's helpful is to get rid of the getting in trouble piece. So instead of handing down punishments or dismissals in response to tattling, you can acknowledge feelings, address the tattletale's problem yourself, or invite them to work it out between themselves or help them resolve conflicts with your support. So imagine that kid one runs to tell you that kid two just shoved them. You might say, "Whoa, you don't like being shoved. Are you hurt? Need a hug?" Or if kid two is there too, you could respond, "Hey, kid two, that shove hurt kid one's arm. He absolutely does not want to be shoved." Leave it at that and allow them to work out the rest. Removing punishment means there's far less incentive to engage in tattletale behavior just to one-up their sibling. If an important rule has been broken, well, it's already happened. Punishments and scolding aren't going to take you back in time and make it unhappen. What can be helpful is to restate the rule and why the rule is important and express confidence that it'll be respected in the future. You can also invite the rule-breaking child options for making amends or fixing the mistake. When kid two tells on kid one because they knocked over a houseplant while playing with a ball inside, you can say, "Uh-oh, plant down. Here's a broom to sweep up. And then you can help me repot this." Or, "There are too many people and things that can get hurt when a ball is flying around in here. How can we remember not to play with balls inside? We need ideas." Stay neutral when managing physical altercations. When one of your children physically lashes out at their sibling, your involuntary reflex reaction might be to start yell lecturing or handing out consequences, which is a friendlier term for punishment, so that your child doesn't feel like they can get away with that kind of behavior. But if your goal is siblings who feel more tolerant of each other than resentful and who have options for protecting themselves other than violence, punishment and scolding won't get you there. Fortunately, you can let your kids know that violence is unacceptable in ways that maintain sibling connection instead of building resentment, and that help them stay safe from being perpetrators or victims of violence in the future. Instead of labeling either child quote-unquote mean or quote-unquote too rough or quote-unquote aggressive, take charge of the situation without attacking anyone's character. You want to separate the children however you can, acknowledge both kids' feelings, and let them know you'll be keeping everyone safe. So your first job is protection. You got to make everyone safe. This may involve physically grabbing a child without their permission, so it's important to use the least amount of force necessary to separate the children, and to use language that conveys your intentions clearly. Rather than criticizing, shaming, or blaming either child, simply but strongly state the rule or your values. "Hey, I can see you're both upset. I can't let anyone get hurt. Everyone needs to cool off separately." Or, "Whoa, siblings aren't for hitting." Or, "We need to separate. Our house rule is no hitting, no matter what." Job number two, once you've separated the kids, is to attend to whoever the victim is. acknowledge whatever hurt they have, and offer ice packs or hugs, etc., to help them feel better. Taking this time to focus on the hurt kiddo also gives you time to get calmer if you need to lower the volume of your angry with the hitter self and reconnect with your nurturing parent self. You can also invite the offending child to help make amends with something like, "An ice pack would really help your sister feel better. Will you get one from the freezer for her? Thanks so much." Once everyone is calmer, circle back to the sibling who lashed out and show understanding for their frustrations with being an older or younger sibling, and invite them to problem solve with you on some solutions for getting their needs met without hurting anyone's body. This week, I'm challenging you to accept whatever feelings your child is bringing to you about their sibling. The next time one of your children is venting frustrations with their sibling, after taking a deep and calming breath, try validating their feelings rather than shutting them down. Remember that when your child is agitated, it means they're not in a state to learn anything new. So instead of being accusatory, lean into being warm, neutral, and responsive. And later, during a time when both you and your child are calm and more connected, you can acknowledge how hard it can be to be and to have a sibling. That could sound like, it's not always easy to be a sibling. What are some things a kid can do when their sibling is bothering them or messing with their stuff? Test some of these ideas out at home and report back. You're never going to completely eliminate conflict between siblings, but trying some of these strategies may go a long way to changing the mood in your home and make post-conflict reconnection that much easier. I hope that's helpful. You can learn more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. and on Instagram at BK Parents. That's BKParents. If you have more questions about sibling rivalry between very young kids or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243. And be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show, or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcasting and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Brendan Pika. That's all for this episode. Catch you next week.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh generation laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.